I'm going to do something real quick here. There you are. All right. And I understand that you have a hot sizzling talk conversation for us today. What's going on?
Yes, yes. Today is Halloween, trick or treat. I want to know about y'all relationship. When you got into the relationship, do you feel now that you was tricked or have you been treated? So that's the hot sizzling conversation for today with Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. You know, let me know how y'all weather is for the people out there listening all over the globe. We had some beautiful weather today. It was really beautiful. I noticed the kids are getting ready to go trick-or-treat. Y'all be safe out there. Make sure you check your kids' candy. You know, we hate to say it, but we have some people that have that in them that may try to hurt your kids. So be careful out there. And make sure your kids are lit up with lights, colors that they could be seen so nobody get hit and we have a safe Halloween. Okay? Just enjoy your trick-or-treat. Today on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, we go into relationships and we think that this is the one. This is the guy or the girl for me. This is the person that I want to be with. And it starts out great. They're wanting you. They're dining you. They're doing all these great, wonderful things for you. You're going on, different dates. And some of you move in together and everything goes well. And then all of a sudden, you've been tricked. You wasn't treated. That's the trick or treat of a relationship. Because this wasn't the person that you thought they was. You thought that this was this great, wonderful person, and you just gave them all your heart. You just poured your love out to this person. And then all of a sudden, you wake up one morning, and you thought you was sleeping with the angel when you were sleeping with Jason. You know, the man that kills people. Their attitudes kills you. The disrespect kills you. It knocks you down. It tears your self-esteem up. Some of them become abusive, some of them physical, mental. This is not the treat that I thought that I was getting. This person is not the sweet person that I thought I was getting. You know, people can put on these fake airs like they are this person, but sooner or later the truth is gonna come out. You cannot hide a lie very long. You be with people and they can sit there and just smile in your face. And this is not only relationships. This is even friendships. Because the reason why I put relationships and friendship, because we have some people that are really good friends. And they have been hurt by their friends. But a lot of them, they think that this is this person. They're nice. They treat me good. We go shopping. We do things together. Then all of a sudden, bam, this whole, you know how people come out of cake? That's how you be like, what is going on? Who is this person? This is not the person that I thought you were. This is not the person that I started dating. This is not the person that I moved in the house with. This is not even the person that I was dating before I got married to them. They change. And then you are looking and searching for that treat, that good person again. You trying to make this relationship work or this friendship work. You're trying your best because your heart is in this. Your heart is in this relationship and you be saying to yourself, I want to go. I want to leave them. I want to just call it quits, but I'm in love with this person. This is the person for me, but the red flags are going up And then sometimes we in tenders think that those red flags mean nothing. They means nothing because you still gonna stay in that relationship. And then when you been in it so long, you feel like you stuck. I can't go anywhere. I can't leave. And I remember, y'all know I always have a story. I had a friend many, many years ago. I hadn't heard from him in many, many years. This, you know how we do in the military. We meet people and then we go. She told me about, she got married on trick or treat on Halloween. And she came home and she told her parents, trick or treat, I'm married. She said she thought she had did something big and bad, you know. And she said, I got tricked. Because he was not the guy that I thought he was. So you have to be mindful of who you bring into your life and think you thinking that this person is the treat for you. They're so sweet. But then you turn out that it's like, what am I doing with this person? Why am I accepting this? And you're a strong person. You know you strong. You know you don't let people mistreat you. But when we get into these relationships that we know is not right for us, and we start out with those relationships knowing that something is not right, but why do we in this state? Why do we intend to think that we can change people? You cannot change people. The only somebody you could change is yourself. Now, you could change your kids when they're a certain age, but the only person you have the right and the ability to change is yourself. You cannot change that person. Because especially if they don't want to change. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say everybody can't change. I'm not saying that. People can change because people have changed. And I know some of y'all probably saying, well, when I met my wife or my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my husband or boyfriend, they was like this. But now they're Christian. They doing good. They working. Yes, people can change. But I'm talking to the ones that been tricked and didn't get they treat. Because relationships, you can grow together. Everybody has to bend a little bit to make that relationship work. So, okay, say for example, if you dating a person and they always somewhere lying, they always lying to you. You always catch them in a lie. Do you think they're going to stop lying because deep relationship or y'all date for a long time or y'all married? Do you think that they're going to stop lying? If you accepted the first time, the second time, and the third time, they got away with it, more likely they're going to keep on doing it because they feel like, oh, she ain't going nowhere. He's not going nowhere. They feel like that. So they feel as though that they can keep lying to you or they keep cheating on you. The whole time they telling you that you're the only one. And then you start looking through their phone and seeing all these text messages from these other females or from these other males, or you go on their Facebook page and they got, pictures sent from other guys or other females and they messaging them. Do you really think that you're changing them? Do you really think that they're ready to be in a committed relationship? That's the key word. Are they ready to be in a committed relationship? Are they pouring their hearts out to you? Are they giving you their all in all? Cause that's where it come from. If they're not ready to be in a committed relationship, then they're not going to want to be with one person. Think about it. Just sit back and think about it. Think about, did you get your treat or did you get tricked? And I'm saying it the other way around. I know it's trick or treat, but did you get your treat or did you get tricked? And everybody is different. When you're in a relationship, all relationships start out different. You know that? All relationships start out different. Seriously. They start out one way and then that person change. Because that's not, they do things to get you. And then once they got you, they feel as though, oh, I got the prize now. I don't have to work as hard for you. Because even with my relationship, John is not, my husband's not the man that I married. He was totally different. But I think I got the treat. Because at first I was thinking I got tricked. I was like, whoa. But then I hung in there because I'm not telling anybody to break up. I'm not telling you to leave your significant other, your husband, your girlfriend. I'm not. But I just want to know, and I know the other listeners would like to know, did you get your treat or did you get tricked? And just because you got tricked don't mean that that is a bad person. Don't mean that they're not a good lover or a good friend. That don't mean that. What it mean is, was you being treated so good, you was getting all the treats. And then when he got you, did he change? And then you became, you was getting that trick. Because this treat was to get you. Now you getting the trick. So did you get your trick or did you get your treat? Because we change. We all change. Because when you're living at home with your parents, you're a different person. You have to, a lot of people have to clean up. They have to help cook. They have to do a lot in the household when you're living by yourself and you're living with your parents. But when you move into your own house, with your significant other or your husband, you feel like you could chill a little bit, you know? So it's different. So that's why I say everybody change. Like some people, when they live by themselves, they may squeeze the toothpaste in the middle to get the toothpaste out. But when they get with their wife or their girlfriend, they see that they start from the bottom of the toothpaste. So they start pushing from the bottom of the toothpaste. That's what I'm saying. Everybody change in a relationship. But I think it's funny and I think it's cute. So let the listeners, let us know how you are in your relationship. How is your relationship? How are you getting your treats? It's the same whining and dining that you was getting when y'all was dating. Are you still getting those? Are you still getting the flowers that you was getting when y'all was dating? Because a lot of people don't realize that the same thing it took to get that person is the same thing it takes to keep that person. And when I say that, like a lot of people, what they'll do is once they got a man, they don't dress up no more. They don't do their hair. They don't put on makeup. They feel like all they have to do is put on a pair of sweat and lounge around the house. But that's not the woman that they fell in love with walking down the street or walking in the mall with that cute outfit with her hair laid and her makeup on, her heels on. Those are some of the things that you have to do to keep them. Like a lot of guys, they used to get a nice clean haircut. Now they don't keep the hair groomed and they don't go out and buy Air Jordans like they used to and be matching and be sharp and smelling good. The same thing it took to get that person is the same thing it's going to take to keep them. And a lot of people always ask me, this is something I'm going to share with y'all. Every day, if I'm going somewhere or I'm not, I get up, I fully get dressed, I do my makeup, and I do my hair. Every day, unless I'm sick, every day I do that. Because I want to look good for myself, But I don't want my husband coming home with me with a nightgown on, scarf tied around my head. That's not how he got me. That's not how he met me. I did not look like that. So I like to look good every day. I put my makeup on, do my hair, dress up. I don't dress up like, you know, in my fancy, nice clothes, but I put on a pair of jeans and a sweater like I got on right now. I didn't go anywhere today, but this is the way I do. So I'm letting you know, you got a 24/7 treat. You ain't get treat. This is it. You got a 24/7 treat. Cause this is the way I treated you when we was dating, and this is the way I still do. So you gotta be careful and make sure that you're doing the same thing that you did to get that person. Because a relationship is hard work. And if you want to hang on to your treat, then you gotta do some treats too to make sure that they're happy. And a lot of people don't want to put in the work. And that's when you know they're not ready for a committed relationship. They don't want to do the work to keep this relationship going. Cause you got to add a little spice. You got to add a little spice to that relationship. You know, I know you like the sweets, but you still got to add a little spice to it. You got to do a lot of little things that you have not, you don't do regularly. But this is a regular thing for me. So I do a little things different, you know. Like, you don't know what I'm going to look like tomorrow. You don't know if you come home to a blonde, a brunette, a burgundy hair. You don't know who's going to be sitting in this living room when you come home in the den. So you got to add a little spice to it. You don't want to lose what you got. If you're in love now, some of y'all want to get rid of them. Some of y'all want them to hit the door. But I really would like to know, and y'all let the listeners know, whether or not you got tricked or you got a treat. Because it is hard work. For real. And a lot of times, you know what gets me? It's when I hear people talk to me about their significant other looking at somebody else or trying to, they think that they want another person like this woman or this man. She looking at him. I know how he rolling with the dough. Look at her. She's the person, the image that you was when he was looking at you, how she's dressed, her makeup is done, her hair is done. He over here in some nice Jordan, nice haircut. Think about it. You have to think about things like that. Relationships, like I say, is hard work. It's not easy. And nowadays, if you're in a good relationship and you stay in that relationship for at least 5 to 10 years, you got a treat. You can't jump up and say you got treat because you've been in that relationship. Y'all know each other. You know what they like, what they don't like. And I'm going to ask you this. Can you send your significant other, your man or your woman, can you send them to the mall to buy you an outfit? And you will like it. So if you can do that, you got a treat. You got a treat. Because they know what you like. They know what you won't wear. They know you. Oh, no. He won't wear that shirt. I know him. He's not going to like this shirt. She's not going to like that purse. I know she's not going to like it. She was not going to like those shoes. When you know your significant other like that, and they know you hit the bell. Ding, 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 ding. You got it. You got a treat. Because a lot of people live together. A lot of people out here that's married, they really don't know each other. They really don't. They'll live in the same household with each other, and they won't even know each other. And that's why I do like that. Look, I like to play the game. We used to play it all the time, me and my husband. We used to play a game. We used to write 5 questions, and you answered it about each other. Like, what is your, you can start off easy. What is your favorite food? Ask them what's their favorite food. Each other, do you know his favorite food? Do you know her favorite food or her, your significant other? Do you know their favorite food? Do you know what's their favorite TV show? And then we switch it up, and sometimes we got all 5. Sometimes we got, he may get 2 and I may get 1. But we switch the questions up. It's not the same questions all the time. And now it's to the point that we know each other so much that when we go out to eat, I order for him. Because I know exactly what he wants to eat that day. I'm telling you, relationships are hard. So I'm trying to figure it out and see, did you get your treat? Or did you get tricked? Because, and I keep laughing about it because it's funny. Because you think about, it gets you to thinking about how your significant really is. And how they was. What changed them? Why did they change? Why did you stop bringing me flowers? Ask them. Why did you stop taking me to the restaurant that we used to go to? Maybe it may be finance. You know, we all having this finance problem now. But just ask. Sometimes they think you didn't like it. So ask the question and play the game. Because it's hard. If you don't know somebody, how can you live with them all these years? Think about it. How could you live with somebody and they come and tell you that they really don't even like collard greens? Or they really don't like barbecue? Because when my husband found out my favorite food, he was shocked. He really was. My favorite food is spaghettis. If I see somebody on TV eating spaghettis, I'm going to go cook spaghettis tomorrow. I love spaghettis. I do. And he was shocked. He said, I thought it was collard greens. So you have to get to know your significant others. But for real, it's not as bad as you think it is. To know whether or not you got tricked or you got your treat. And if you feel as though you got tricked, don't just stop the relationship. Anything is capable of being worked out. Cause a lot of times you can't assume a person know. You can't assume that he knows that he's doing something wrong or she's doing something wrong. Do you ever sit back and think about your relationship and you think that he should know better? Or she should know better. She should not know better. I'm not going to say the word better. But they should know that I don't like that. They should know that I wouldn't do that. You can't assume that they know you. No, if you don't talk to them. If they go buy something for the house and you don't like it, how could you assume that they knew that you wouldn't like it? Because that's the key, communication, conversation. You can't assume, you can't live in somebody else's head. Like a lot of people think that when their friends or their boyfriend, husband, wife, girlfriend, what they significant other, when they say something and hurt their feelings, they assume that they knew. How can you assume that that person knew that they hurt your feelings? You can't live in other people's head. They may didn't know that that hurted your feelings. You have to communicate. You have to talk to them. You have to let them know that they hurt your feelings. And we as women, we are good at that. I know some of y'all women is going to get mad that's listening, but we are good at that. We will assume that our friends, our husband, our significant other, that they would know, that we assume that they know when they said something that hurt our feelings, and we'll pout, we'll be angry, we'll be mad, we get so upset. But at the end of the day, how did they know that what they said hurt your feelings? Conversation. The same thing, you can have a conversation and to get your trick back as a treat. Because a lot of times they don't know. Sometimes they think that the other person didn't like the place. If you didn't tell them, ooh, I really like that restaurant. Ooh, I really like going to that mall. I really liked it, that movie we watched. I had a great time. Do you ever tell your significant other that you had enjoyed them? I am very good at that. Even when we go on a road trip or we go somewhere and we get back, I say, ooh, honey, I really liked it. I had fun with you. I really enjoyed that traveling this weekend with you. You know, I let him know that I enjoy his company. I let him know that I enjoy having him to drive all the time for me. I let him know I appreciate that. How often do you tell your significant other that you appreciate them, that you love them, that you care for them, that you're in this for the long haul? How often do you tell them these things? Don't assume that they know that you love them. Don't assume that they know that you appreciate them. You cannot assume these things. You have to show them or tell them how much you appreciate them or love them, and that's your treat to them. See how it works? You get your treat, you want your treat, but you don't want to give them their treat. Come on now. Come on. You got to make these relationships work. You got to make them work. Because that's what we do on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We have some sizzling hot conversations. This is a conversation that I think y'all should try and have to figure out, did you get your trick or your treat? Because we coming live from Studio W. We have audience all over the globe that listen to us. And I know some of y'all way out there in the globe know, around the globe, that know what I'm talking about. And you're thinking, did I get tricked or did I get a treat? And you can listen to our station. If you have an iPhone, you can download it with App Store, with your App Store at studio.w. Or if you have Android, you can go to the Play Store and download Studio W. We are also available on Alexa. All you got to do is say, Alexa, play Studio W. And we have a website, studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. And go to our website and subscribe. And if you hear a show and you didn't get to hear it all, or you want to share it with your family and friends, go to the website, click on the archive, drop down, and choose what you would like to listen to. And Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny We're on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go join our Facebook page. We have Snapchat. We on Snapchat and we on TikTok. You have all sorts of ways of listening to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Now, I just want to get back to the trick-or-treat. Because today is today now. Today is the day that October the 31st that you can ask these questions to yourself. This is a great day to ask it. Find out to your, ask yourself, did I get tricked in this relationship? Or since I've been in this relationship, or am I being treated? Did I get tricked or did I get treated? And it gonna get you to thinking. You're gonna think hard because there's some things that you're gonna be like, wow. Go back and see, take a look at what you used to do before you got in this committed relationship with this person or married this person. What are some of the things that you used to do that now you don't do together? Like the whining and the dining and taking you out, going to the movies, going for long walks, just chilling together. Now, one thing I can say that I miss, and I don't go to clubs anymore, but I miss that because me and my husband, we used to go to clubs just to laugh and have fun and listen to music and just like talk. But I miss that because it's so unsafe out here now, so I don't trust clubs no more. But that's one thing that we used to do, and we used to ride around a lot. Gas too high to just ride around. So some of the little treats that I can think of, I can think of some treats that I used to get that I don't get now. You know? So sit back and think. And I guarantee you that you'll think of some things that y'all used to do together. And maybe you start because you start having kids. And instead of spending money doing these things or hanging out together, you prefer to do it as a family. So it's a lot that plays along with that. Did you get tricked? You know, it's a lot of different pieces to that puzzle that will never probably come back together. Parts of that puzzle will never probably come back together because it's things that has changed in your life that has made you unable or made you where you don't want to do those things anymore. That's a question to ask yourself. Do I feel like I was tricked because it's things we don't do anymore? Because we choose not to do? Or because things that we don't do anymore because other things, more important things have came up in our life that tops what we was doing before. Took preference over it. You know? Because I know a lot of things that I wouldn't want to do that we used to do. There's things that I wouldn't want to do. I think things has gotten better as the years went along. And that's what some of y'all are going to say. My relationship got better over the years. Because I know mine's did. Mine got better. And some of y'all are going to say the same thing. Because back then, you probably couldn't afford a coach purse. But now, hey, we got coach purses. We got Dunenberg. We was riding in a Hootie back then. Now we riding in a BMW. So some of y'all things has changed. Your treat came later. Think about it. Some of y'all treats came later. And you didn't realize it, that you had got tricked. Because they changed And then it changed for the better later on in the years. But be careful of the people that you choose to say that this is the person for me. Are you sure? Are you really sure that this is the person for you? Because a lot of times it's not. Because they could put on a face now. They could put on a face that make you think, wow, I'm in love. And then later on you like, I'm running. I am literally running from this person. I do not want to be bothered with them. I do not want them to be in my life. Because they changed. This is not that guy or that girl. This is not her or him. They took that mask off, that trick-or-treat mask, they took it off, and they showed you who they was. They said, trick-or-treat. I'm telling you, people change, and you be like, wow. But I'm not saying every change is bad. Every change is not bad. People change for the good. Every change is not for the bad. Because I know I changed for the good. I can say that. I can literally say that I changed for the good. And I can say that he accepted me with all my baggage. So he can kind of say he got changed. He got a tree, but the tree came later because I changed. All change is not bad. And you have to give people a chance. Because if you're in a relationship and you've been in a relationship for at least, I'm going to say 2 years. I'm not going to even say 5 years. 2 years. That person could have changed for the better. Cause they probably was in a different place. Financial, mentally. So they couldn't do the good things that they wanted to do for you. And your treat came later. So I want to hear from y'all. Let me know. Let me know. What has changed in your relationship? Did it change for the best? Did you change to make your relationship better? How often do you wine and dine your significant other? Because I don't sit back and think that I don't want anybody to think that it's always the man's job to wine and dine a woman. Stop that. A woman can wine and dine a man. It's not always the man's job. And I know some of y'all women are going to get mad at me. I may get some nasty messages. Some angry messages. But why do we think like that? Why do we feel as though that is always on them, on our significant other to wine and dine us, or our wife, or I'm going to say our significant other man? Why you can't do the wining and dining? Why you can't bring the flowers? Why you can't smile? Why you can't bring them a bath water? Why you can't bring them a box of chocolate? It goes two ways in a relationship. have a problem with wine and dining my man. I really don't. And I think that I'm different because I feel much better when I wine and dine him than when he wine and dine me. I really do. Now, I'm not going to bring him no flowers. Now, I refuse to do that. But I think that I like to give him the treats. It makes me happy when he smiles. So a lot of times you be careful. And your trick may come later because he may go somewhere else for treats. Because you don't want to wine and dine him. You think they supposed to do it all. But that's not how it works. A relationship is two people. It's not one person. It's two people. So be careful when you sit back and think about, did I get tricked or did I get a treat? Because you could have lost out on your treat because of the way you are. Sometimes we have to self-check ourselves. And that's what we don't want to do as adults. We don't like self-checking ourselves. Because sometimes it's something that we're doing wrong. And when you're doing something wrong, then you go back and think about it. Well, why are we always arguing? Why is everybody always telling me that I'm wrong? Well, maybe if I change, let me think about what I'm doing wrong. Okay, you did a self-check and you come back totally different. You come back with a better attitude. You come back with you doing more. You treating him or you treating your significant other. And don't always put it on. I'm not going to put it on all on the women. Because there's some men out there that feel as though they woman should take care of them. And they shouldn't whine and dine their woman. That you need to start treating and stop tricking. Stop trick. You want your she want her treat too. You're tricking her because you're not giving her the way you met her. You want probably to tuck out to eat. You probably tuck on a date, but now you don't want to do nothing. But play video games, watch football, watch sports, hang out with the guys. You don't want to give her no attention or anything. So you have to change too. Relationships can be hard. It can be harder than your job. But if you want to put forth the effort and you want this relationship to work, then put out more treats than tricks. And it don't have to be, listen, it don't have to be anything big. It don't. It can be the smallest little thing that you do. Honey, don't worry about it. I got the dishes tonight. Go relax. Honey, I'm cooking tonight. I'm ordering in for us. It could be the little bitty things that you do. A treat is a wonderful thing. It don't have to be like you feel like you have to go get a dozen of roses. You don't have to go get a dozen of roses. One rose say I love you. 12 just say I love you 12 times. But one rose. You don't have to go out big. You don't have to take them out and eat Red Lobster and steak all the time. You don't have to do things out of the norm, you know? That things that will make you go broke. That's what I'm gonna say. You don't have to put a whole lot of money in treating your lover or your significant other, your wife. Some of them just want your attention and time. I hear a lot of people talk to me. They always talk to me about their relationships. And a lot of them just be saying, girl, I wish that we could just sit at home one night and just watch a movie. Or if we could just lay in the bed and cuddle. They're not asking for much. And some of the guys, they be saying, I know my wife or my girlfriend have to work, but I be wanting some me time with her. Because nowadays, it's not like back when I was growing up. A lot of the mothers didn't work. If they had a husband, most of the time, just the man worked. But now, the way the economy is, it's a two-income family. We both have to work to pay these bills. And it's getting bad. Yes, it really is. So it's gonna get worse before it get good. So I just want you to tell me, are you in your relationship? Did you get your treat or did you get treat? It's Halloween, baby. Let me know. The listeners out there, I would like to know, how is your relationship? Did you get your treat later on in the relationship? Or did you get your treat in the beginning of the relationship, then you got tricked, and now you're getting treated? Your treat. Because they can change. People can change. And a lot of the treats that came later are the better treats. Or did you got treat, and then you got tricked, and you stuck in that trick relationship? Just let us know. And these conversations may not help you, but it can help your friends and family. Because that's what we do on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We want to hear your thoughts and what you think about the conversation. And share a little bit of your input on your relationship. So, and let us know, are you the only one getting treated? The treats. Are you sharing the treats with your significant other? Are you giving them the treats too? We want to know. I get the treat and I share the treat. I can definitely say that I shared the treats. And I think I treat more. Because that's just me. It's not that he don't. I'm just a giving person. That's just me. That's just the way I am. And share these videos with your family and friends. Invite your family and friends to listen to Studio W. They be jamming on this radio station, listeners. They have some good music, metal music. When you want to sit back and relax and chill with your significant others, turn that radio down to Studio W. Download it on your app. If you got Apple, go to Apple Store and download Studio.W. If you got Android, go to your Play Store and download Studio W. And if you at home chilling, you could just tell Alexa to play Studio W. And you can even go to the website, StudioWBuzz.com. That's StudioWBuzz.com. And subscribe to our website. And leave a comment. Let us know how you're liking the shows. Because we're about that hot, sizzling conversation. And you can go to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penn on Facebook. Join at your family and friends to join the membership on Facebook. We are on Snapchat. We have a YouTube channel. You could subscribe to the YouTube channel. And we on TikTok. That's what we do. Let's talk about it. Let me hear and let the audience, the listeners here around the globe, because we have people around the globe that listen to Studio W. Let them know, how is your relationship? Did you get tricked or did you get treated? Or did you get tricked at first? Listen now. Did you get tricked at first and got treated later? Did you get treated first, tricked, and then got treated? We need to know how is your relationship? How did it get started? Did they do the whining and dining? And then all of a sudden it stopped. Let us know, why did it stop? Because everybody has a reason why it stopped. And most of the time, like I say, it could be different things, the reason why the whining and dining stopped. A baby could have came, we decided to save money, the economy could have stopped you, lost your job. Let us know. We want to hear from you. And these conversations may not help you, but it can help your friends or family or somebody that you know that's in a relationship that feel like they stuck in a trick. They feel like they can't get out because they've been there and their heart is in it now. Because when you start messing with people's heart and they pouring their heart and their love to you, it's hard to get out of a relationship. It is. A lot of people say, oh, girl, you could just walk away. Oh, man, you could walk away. No. It's not that easy. It is not that easy. Feelings get involved. You lose a part of yourself. Because you've been with that person so long. It is not as easy as people think it is. And that's why you got to communicate. You got to conversate. You got to talk to that person. Maybe they don't know that they have changed that much. They might not know how you're feeling about the relationship. So you have to have those conversations. And you got to be honest. You got to have those conversations. Because if you don't, you'll never get your treat. You will never get it. And you can't assume that they know. Relationships are hard work. Don't let people fool you. I cannot tell you anybody that I could have ever talked to say their relationship was easy. Oh girl, we get along all the time. No. We don't never have disagreement. You're gonna have disagreement. You may not argue and fight. You may not argue about the disagreement, but nobody agrees all the time. So you're gonna go through things with the relationship, and then when later on, those treats may start rolling in and you be like, ooh, I'm overwhelmed with treats. Cause people can change. They really can. And it's not that you can't make them change. Now that's something. They may change cause they want to change. Somebody say, trick or treat, great conversation. Trick or treat. Great conversation. Yes. So I'm saying that if you're in a relationship and you're getting good treats, I hope that you're giving that other person a lot of treats too. Because that's what makes a relationship. You just can't accept all the good candy and the sweetness from them. You gotta share it, yours too. And then that makes that relationship a little bit sweeter. Ask your significant other. Ask them. Let's have this conversation. And I want somebody to play the game and let us know. Give us a feedback on the game. Y'all write down, agree on 5 questions. And he write down the 5, answer your 5, or she, who your significant other, and you answer his 5. Your significant other, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, you answer and see, do you know each other? I want to know. Do you really know the person you're with? I would like to know. Because I do. And I'm not saying that it happened overnight. I got a little bit of trick and I got a lot of treat. But I think he got more trick than treats at first. Now he get most of the treats. So how are you in your relationship? This your girl, Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on Live on Studio W. Let us know how you like the conversation. You can catch us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat. Come on, let us know how you like the conversation. It was hot. And it was sizzling.
It was great.
Miss Penny.
It was great. Wow. Miss Penny, I just love your show. I just love it. I love it. I love it. And a lot of our listener audience too. You know, you'd be surprised how many text messages, I've shared some of these with you, how many people say, I just love Miss Penny because you are speaking to them. You know, and that's the most important thing about a radio host is, are you connecting with your audience? And you certainly are. I want to thank you. Also, I don't know if John told you or not, but you know, you can listen to Miss Penny on Spotify now.
Yes. That's right. I forgot Spotify.
You're on Spotify, folks. You can go to Spotify and just type in Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. And it'll come right up. There are several shows we've already posted. This one will be up. It will also be on the website probably by tomorrow afternoon. It will be up. Just go to studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. And I'm asking you, if you want to hear it again, just please share with somebody else, a friend or anyone. Just let them know they need to hear this. This is real life, folks. There's no sugarcoating. Yeah. She comes straight from the heart. She comes from the soul. You can tell this. It reverberates over the airways, Miss Penny. I'm just so proud of you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes. And like she said, and you can check out some good music on this channel too. As a matter of fact, I'm getting to it in a little bit. And tonight we've got a great Monday Night Madness show coming up for you tonight. And that's going to start about 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West. Still get my time zones together, Miss Penny. And 7 Central Time, folks. And you've got listeners all over the place. Down in Georgia and, maybe, I think Hawaii too, right?
Yes. Hawaii and Korea.
Korea. And, we'll talk about the tragic thing on one of my shows that's happened over the weekend down in South Korea. I had a nephew over there. I have a nephew who was over there, and he was trying to administer CPR, Miss Penny, to some of those people that was involved in a tragic incident over in South Korea this weekend.
Oh, yes. I was stationed there. I know where that area is, and they was having that festival.
That I couldn't look. I've never seen so many people jam packed together like sardines, and
yeah,
and that was a dangerous situation.
That's unusual for South Korea to do something like that. I don't know. I hadn't heard, talked to anybody with the detail of the festival, but they usually would not let you come together like that. So that's unusual. I don't know. I'm trying to get the inside story about what they had going on, but that's unusual. They don't do that.
Okay. When you get some information, please share it with me because I like to talk about it.
Okay,
even more.
I will.
Okay. Thank you so much. And folks, hey, check out Miss Penny. Let's see what she mentioned. Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, YouTube. We said Spotify. And like she said, just if you got an Alexa at home, just say, hey, Alexa, play Studio W. Also,
Alexa, play Studio W.
Download one of our free apps. Android, like she said, that's Studio W. Apple is studio.w. And please, please go to the website. You can hear it again on the website. So there's no excuse to miss Miss Penny. All right. She'll be back Wednesday as well with another.
Yes.
I have no idea what she's going to talk about, but this one was brilliant. She could take a subject and turn it to a whole show. I love it. I love it. Hey, say hello to the family for me, Miss Penny, and you enjoy yourself. And you need to take a breather. Kick back and grab a glass and enjoy Studio W, okay?
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this has been another excellent broadcast. And that is Let's Talk About with Miss Penny. And going out right now, we're going to play this jam right here. One of my favorites. Rick Braun, Love Will Find a Way. Oh, yeah.